Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending time with you again today. Thanks so much for being here. This is our seventh episode, and today we're going to talk about something that I don't care who you are or what you've already done, it's crept its way into your conscience at some point in time. They are limiting beliefs. We'll talk about ways to overcome them today. But if you're new here and want a general framework for what this podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get a flavor for what we're doing here and what we're talking about. So when we pursue success in any area of life, one of the most formidable challenges is the presence of limiting beliefs. What does that mean? They're the things we tell ourselves about ourselves that lead us into believing things that hold us back. It's usually self-imposed, I might add. That's key. But they hinder our personal and professional development. They chop at our efforts towards success. And they can come from anywhere. They're usually deeply ingrained in our mindsets, and they're convictions that we hold about our capabilities that come from past experiences or society's influences or comparing ourselves to someone else. Remember our discussion a few episodes ago about ego-driven competition and why not to do that? Yeah, competition driven by ego results in limiting beliefs. You become so focused on one narrow thing, you forget about the entire path you're on. So some people's mindsets are more likely to get hung up on limiting beliefs. So if you're someone with a fixed mindset, you're more likely to have them. If you're someone with an adaptive or growth-oriented mindset, you likely see your capabilities as more evolving and you're less likely to have limiting beliefs. There's a lot of data out there about this topic, and the area that we'll hone in on is making use of our brain's neuroplasticity. You've heard me say that word in a past episode. Is it confusing? Not really. Beyond the fancy word, it just means that our brains have the potential for massive rewiring and adapting. So we can literally reshape our neural pathways to eliminate limiting beliefs and adopt a more empowering mindset. So what are some examples of limiting beliefs that maybe you're familiar with? How about these? I'm too old to learn or do such and such. I'm too young to have that kind of abundance in my life. I'm too out of shape to complete that race. I'm not good looking enough to be a model. I'm not athletic enough to play in that sports league after work. I'm too lazy to get out of bed that early. I'm not lucky enough to have anything really good happen to me. I don't deserve that person in my life. I never have enough money. That company is too big for me to fit in anywhere. I'm too ADHD to pay attention that long. I could keep going, but you get the idea. Like I said, there's not one person who hasn't had limiting beliefs creep into their mindset in their life. The question is only, how pervasive is it? Are you consumed by some of these limiting beliefs? Are they limiting you and holding back your soul from achieving success that you rightly should expect of yourself? The short answer is yes, any limiting belief holds you back. There is no such thing as a limiting belief that is the reason for a successful outcome. There's one side to that last statement that needs to be unpacked, because a lot of people do it, and I did it once upon a time. It's using a limiting belief to actually motivate you. So for instance, a lot of people have a fear of failure. Some business people and athletes and authors and artists and entertainers claim that a fear of failure drives them. It motivates them to achieve things that they otherwise wouldn't. Even in my background as an athlete, I used to say, I fear failing, and that's why I practice so hard and train so hard. It's actually incorrect, and at the very least, it's mislabeled. In those cases, what's driving you isn't a fear of failure. When fear is part of any equation, it's never enabling. Most often, does not lead to action. It leads to not being able to act. It's like a feeling of being panic-stricken. So it's actually your desire and your deepest need for you to reach your own potential that's driving you, not a fear of failure itself. The fear of failure, I think, is kind of a convenient thing people use to say that they hate losing. I mean, most people do, right? What they really hate is when they're not doing as well as they think they should be or could be. And that's why they study or practice or train, etc., so hard. It's because they're driven to become their best performing selves. And so it's actually the opposite of fear of failure that's driving them towards success, or at least pursuit of success. So it's actually a determined mindset towards becoming something we call self-actualized. So quick exercise here. Think about times in your life when you had limiting beliefs, and one, overcame them, and two, when you didn't overcome them, when you let it consume you. What were the conditions going on in your mindset in those cases, each of them? So I'll take a guess and give you some possible answers. In the first case, when you had self-imposed limiting belief about something, you know, I'm not smart enough to get into XYZ school, or I'm not good enough to date that person. In those cases, and you overcame those limiting beliefs, you probably relied on things like courage, acceptance. In other words, I recognize I have this belief, but I'm going to do it anyway, regardless. Help from another person, maybe, who coached you up a bit. A lack of shame, or sort of a damn the consequences mentality. And an attacking offensive mindset. So you took your limiting belief head on. Now go to the other side for a second. Remember those times you had limiting beliefs, or have them if you currently do. And think about the words you might have been familiar with. Fear, despondence, timidness, rejection, lack of belief, a defensive mindset, or another word, passive. Limiting beliefs are a tough thing. Like I said, they could have stemmed from your childhood. They could have nothing to do with who you think you are right now. It could have been when you were a kid and someone on the playground told you directly, like, hey, you're too slow, or hey, you're dumb. The really crazy thing is that limiting beliefs can sometimes not be from a direct comment made to you. You could be in the vicinity of someone with limiting beliefs and just simply mirror their energy and belief system. Well, if so-and-so can't do it, there's no way I can, right? So there's this whole paradigm that could be so deeply ingrained in your mindset, you might not even be aware of it. And that makes the whole thing even trickier. So what are we to do about it? The first thing is, don't downplay it. They're legitimate emotions, and they're coming from someplace. The answer is to be aware that you're placing these judgments on yourself, which are either outdated, not true, or have no real validity to them anymore. If you're a new person with a new mindset, or you're on the verge of forming a new mindset, the answer is you don't know what you can and can't do. So work to replace those limiting beliefs you hold, not with frustration or as another thing to beat yourself up about. I've seen that a million times too. You have one limiting belief, and then you get angry with yourself that you have that limiting belief about yourself, and then you double whammy. So just accept that you have those beliefs about yourself right now, and that yes, they may not be or probably aren't valid. Be open to changing it, since there's loads of data out there which shows it's limiting you and holding you back. And that conviction you have about yourself may just not be true. So the second thing I encourage you to do, look at who you're hanging around with a lot. Have you ever heard that saying, misery loves company? Yeah, it's true. Don't allow yourself to go there. I'm not talking about if a person is really having problems and needs someone to talk to or confide in. I'm not talking about being a really good friend or spouse. I'm talking about someone who's perpetually frustrated and mad at the world and unsatisfied about everything, or just cannot stop complaining about something. Those people just want to have a sounding board. That's you, who's nearby to complain to. Try not to be that person, because you might think to yourself, well, I have my own mindset and I wouldn't let another person's terrible attitude affect mine, but it creeps in over time. It seeps into you like a sponge, and in turn, it hurts you. It holds you back. Before you know it, you're taking on another person's limiting beliefs, in addition to whatever ones you have that you're trying to overcome. There's a third thing. Remind yourself of the who you are in the pillars of mindset that we talked about. Like, who are you? Replay your I am statements. I am strong. I am caring. I am valuable. I am competent. You say your I am statements back to yourself one at a time. I can promise you that your limiting beliefs diminish pretty quickly. It snaps you back into growth mode. There's a last thing, an extra credit one here. Practice. So this is the area that I work most with people on. Self-imposed limiting beliefs, and it takes practice. It takes a ton of repetition and practice to be great at anything. But overcoming poor beliefs takes even more time. Let me share a story with you. When I was 11 years old, my older brother passed away suddenly. So I was a kid. I was lost, confused, sad, felt like everybody was looking at me like, oh, that poor kid. You know, I hated being looked at kind of like a victim, and I still do. I had nothing really but negative emotions, and I became a pretty quiet kid. So I kept a lot of stuff in. And the one thing that made me happy was that I was starting to fall in love with sports. As I told you, my childhood dream was that I wanted to be a pro athlete, specifically a tennis player, when I grew up. So the dream realized for me, but at age 11, here I was with my whole world shattered, and the only thing that made me happy was this impossible dream. So I was on two totally different ends of the spectrum, with a reality that I felt sad about and a crazy dream that made me feel better. I believe to this day that the only reason people didn't laugh at me about my dream, too much at least, because some people still did, was because of what happened to our family. They felt sorry for me more than anything, maybe. You can imagine as an 11-year-old kid what kind of limiting beliefs I had as a kid about life and what I could accomplish. So a tennis coach that I had somehow knew or could tell that I was having all kinds of self-doubt. So this is the 1980s. No internet, but he gave me a printed sheet of paper that had sentences on it. There were 15 sentences. Sentences that, like, I now know were probably way beyond what an 11-year-old kid should be able to comprehend in terms of their ultimate meaning in life. So they're things like, I know tennis is hard, but I'm an expert at handling tough things. And another one, I know I might lose sometimes, but I know I'll come back the next day and try again. So those were two of the 15 I still remember from that sheet of paper. You know what else? It took me reading that sheet of paper every single night for 2 full years before I believed any of it. But I kept practicing, I kept trying, and that starts to tell the story of how you not only overcome limiting beliefs, but how you defeat them. More to come next time on the Mindset Coach podcast, where we talk about positive thinking and why it actually matters and why it's not just some BS that coaches peddle on people. Here's a hint. There's a lot of data that supports positive thinking, and we'll do the usual real life experiences that we'll draw upon. And who do you know that's successful and significant that only has negative thoughts? No one I can think of. So please subscribe to the show and let's keep walking together in this podcast. Until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to mindsetcoachpodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.